Welcome to a very special 100th episode of the Nerd Life Podcast. I am your host and very best friend, Ryan Brown, and we've got a little something special to help us celebrate the fact that no one has stopped us after 100 episodes. Our top comedy scientists have been working round the clock in order to spit in the face of nature and produce only the most premium goofs, bits, and gags at Ron's expense for you to enjoy. We all know that 2020 was some heinous bullshit for everyone, and making this show has been extremely fulfilling and uplifting for us during this cartoonishly dark time. Thanks for sticking it out with us, and we hope to always maintain our justly earned spot as the greatest podcast ever produced by humankind.
Heroes, the stalwart champions of Team Nerdlife, as they meet within the hallowed halls of their mighty headquarters to discuss their many fearsome battles and mysterious origins. And that's when I knew that this was no run-of-the-mill Arby's, and this was no average big beef and cheddar.
Ryan, would you mind actually telling us why you've called this meeting?
Yeah, as thrilling as it is, we've all heard the tale of the temporally displaced Arby's, and if Ron is out of his kennel for too long, he's gonna have an accident.
Very well, brothers in arms. It's no secret that, even though we have 100 mighty episodes under our belt, this past year has been taxing for everyone. I thought we could use some time, take stock of ourselves, how we got here, where we are going.
What does that even mean?
Well, not to validate Ron or anything, but I understand your confusion. Allow me to go first. Sit back and be amazed, beloved listener, as your fragile reality is torn asunder. See now the secret origin of Nerdlife's own Ryan. On the distant and doomed planet of Podcaston, a totally handsome podcast scientist places his infant son in a rocket bound for Earth.
My son, Earth's yellow sun will grant you the power to become humanity's champion and history's greatest podcaster. Also, I know I was supposed to record my consciousness onto some space crystals or some bullshit, but I got sidetracked watching a YouTube video about the history of the Thundercats. Instead, I'm sending you with a stack of Grant Morrison comic books and the complete Rage Against the Machine discography. I know you'll be fine.
And so, Ryan grew to become the Podcaster of Steel, with the ability to become emotionally volatile during arguments about Power Rangers, the power to get kicked out of a YMCA for fistfighting a guy who said he liked Batman vs. Superman, and the capacity to watch the same 6 seasons of Community until the heat death of the universe.
And you, Jordan, surely you remember when your hero's journey began.
Introducing a new unforgettable addition to our team's roster, bringing with him more outer space action than ever before, plus all new chill galactic vibes. Once a simple first-generation test pilot for artificially enhanced vehicles, Jordan's future was soon set on a path for greatness, justice, and chill times. When he was chosen by a power so mysterious, so cosmic, so far out of this world, that never before and never again would the galaxy know a force for justice like it.
Well, that's another day pushing the bar of technological achievement to even greater heights. Better get home to my darling gal, pop open a bottle of the finest Coke Zero, and celebrate to the relaxed tones of smooth, cool, modern jazz.
When suddenly...
Hey, what's going on over there? Is that a mysterious alien entity that unexpectedly yet fortuitously crash-landed in my immediate area, where only I could find out and no government agencies or stray Karens could be alerted to its possible threat?
Jordan, relax, just chill, okay? Chill. Good? Are you good?
Yeah, man, I'm good. I'm always good.
Cool. Okay, cool. Well, here you go.
And so, Jordan was imbued that day with a force all the greatest galactic sources of stress and turmoil would soon come to fear. That most powerful and unique spectrum of cosmic light, known to choose only those whose vibes are the chillest. Yes, readers, you guessed it. Jordan joined the ranks of Kryolan's Cosmic Mango Tango Corps, and with its power would fight to bring calm to a galaxy in tension.
Hey everyone, it's Jordan. I just wanted to take a minute to say thank you so much. This past year or so has been one of the hardest, if not the hardest, of most of our lives. The cast was something that I know helped get me through some really scary times, and I hope we were able to bring a little levity to your life too. If you're listening to this, I think it's probably pretty safe to assume you've been a part of the Nerd Life community for a while now, and for that we're forever grateful. It's not many people who can stomach listening to Ron talk about gross stuff week after week, so we appreciate you sticking around. And if you're new here, welcome to the family. We hope to keep bringing you Premium Goose for another 100 episodes. So thanks again, everyone. Much love. Stay safe. And I'll talk to you soon.
Ugh, yeah. And just thinking about what happened to me gives me the heebie-jeebies. Whew. I'll just let the flashback tell it.
All right, nurse, nice and easy. This is the last procedure of my shift, so let's knock out these circles and dots so I can get back home with plenty of time left over to be mind-fucked by WandaVision.
Wait, doctor, look at his other arm.
My God, are those... How could we have missed this?
Oh no, doctor, this is the wrong room. He's already undergone the procedure this morning. This man should be in recovery. Our patient is in room 68. This is room 69.
Nice. And may God have mercy on his poor soul. When disaster struck during the application of a standard cootie shot, resulting in not only an additional set of circles and dots, but squares everywhere, doctors expected a quick end for the unfortunate Christopher, who had fallen comatose from the procedure. Miraculously, however, not only did the young man awaken, he found himself suddenly immune, not only to the physical corruption and harm, but to the far more dangerous negative social constructs that had been known to infect the soul. Now, reborn with the power to change the world, our hero sets out with one goal in mind: to bring an end to the global boomer menace and shout the last vestiges of subtle racists off his and every other timeline they threaten.
Hey guys, Chris here on behalf of NerdLife and my dogs, and probably at least a couple of Godzillas, and I'm guessing maybe like one dungeon-bound dragon. I just want to take a minute to thank you guys for what by now must feel like decades of dedication to our show. We honestly might still do this without you, just because we honestly enjoy what we do here, but it wouldn't feel nearly as rewarding or humbling without your support. I know this last year was a doozy, and honestly the few before it weren't all that great either, and hey, maybe this next one might be shaped up to be a slight stinker too. But hanging out with you guys and putting these shows together for you makes even the runniest stinker a lot more palatable. So again, thank you all for hanging out with us and listening to our show. You very much make it worth it, and we love you guys. Enjoy the rest of the show.
And I guess just by sheer momentum, Ron, do you want to tell us your dumb story or whatever?
My story? My story. I've seen things, you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watch sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in the rain. Time to die.
Okay, yeah, he's just doing Blade Runner.
Oh, you can eat that? Can we get the check, please?
Check? Y'all just been drinking waters while that bald one screams at me for biscuits all night like he thinks he's at the Texas Roadhouse.
In that case, can we get an ice water with 4 straws?
I think you all just need to leave.
Ron, what's with all these crates that just got delivered to the store?
These are my automarons. I commissioned these robotic versions on myself to help run the store, and not for a weird sex thing.
Ron, no one was thinking that.
Until now.
Alright, I just gotta boot them up, and they'll be able to do everything that I can.
Thank you for activating the Automaron 2000. Please clearly state the nature of your dark and urgent desire.
20 robot Rons. We should just curse God and die.
Well, Jordan has to record our weekly guided meditation, so keep it down while you work on your weird sticky robot sex army.
Can do!
Welcome to the weekly Nerd Life guided meditation. Close your eyes and breathe deeply, allowing all the stress and anxiety of your day to fade away as you focus only on my soothing, gentle voice.
Ryan! Ron is still cooking water on the control module. It's sparking, it's smoking. It smells like a day-old happy Big Mac someone kept in an old booth.
Allow your mind's eye to turn inward. Breathe in deeply and exhale as you picture a peaceful, winding brook.
Bird, the automarons have achieved sentience. They're taking over the shop. Make for the exit. I'll try to appease them by sacrificing the real Ron.
Picture yourself aloft, floating on a warm breeze, peacefully soaring among the birds, unbound by gravity.
Ryan, they flesh rotten their king. They swore to destroy our pitiful human bodies in a case of brains in a tumble run shells.
Listen to the sound of your breath. Feel the rhythm of your breathing. Allow yourself to be sustained by the air that surrounds you.
Bird! The automarons have digitized! They're trying to infect the internet!
As you breathe, feel the warmth of the sun on your face.
They're using our show to broadcast their signal! We have to cut the harlot!
Bird! I'm trying! There are too many and they're so sticky! Why are they so sticky?
Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out.
We are Ron. Submit all your cookies and become Ron. Become Ron. Become Ron. Become Ron.
Good morrow, sweet children. It is I, West Virginia's most well-known winged specter of death, the Mothman. And the reason my raspy hot breath is in your ear this eve isn't to serve as a grim reminder of your own ever-present mortality, but rather to commend those delicious boys at Nerd Life Podcast for defying the odds and producing 100 episodes. Good work, my savory little cherubs. Here's to 100 more episodes, for all but one of you anyway. See you soon. And remember, you're going to die face down in the puddle on a fall night. Your last thought will be of your childhood crush. Toodles.
last, my sci-fi political thriller is done. Chock full of cannibalism, satanic rituals, and dangerous, unfounded, and unhinged allegations against several public figures. I should put this on the internet first to see what people think. Where would be a good place to share this to? Somewhere filled with free spirits where they can freely exchange thoughts and ideas without worry of censorship. What's this? 4chan? Ronald, you're thinking too small. You need at least twice the audience for this masterpiece. Oh, this is more like it. And it's double the chance and a real marketplace of ideas. Now just to type in my username, R. Oh, damn it, my Oreos, and it's all over my keyboard. Man, it looks like I screwed up the spelling of my username. Q Anon? Ah, that's good stuff. Nobody takes this stuff seriously anyway.
So, Mr. Morningstar, was it? How exactly has your life changed since you were first featured on NerdLife? Do you feel you owe your newfound success to those world-famous, handsome, incredibly popular podcast stars?
Please call me Satan. And NerdLife? No. Those motherfathers are entirely dreadful. There's hardly a sinner in their lot. And if you'll pardon my French, that Ryan Brown is especially a do-gooding pillock. Frankly, I can't believe anyone listens to such balderdash.
So you mean to tell me nothing good came of your relationship to NerdLife?
No, not at all. Frankly, I think the world could do to listen to a little bit less of that absolute snickerdoodle.
Well, of course, Satan, but by all reports, your business is...
Oh my, yes, business is boring. But it has nothing to do with those ninny-hows. Well, not entirely. You see, that Ron Davis fellow, absolute charmer, I'm sure you'd know if you met him, released his magnum opus recently, practically reinvented sin and human folly as we know it. Why, that man is a sticky genius. Absolutely inspiring, in fact. If it weren't for the snow, and that awful thing he does with his cookies, we'd have offered him his own princedom already. A real shame he hid his identity with that ridiculous pen name. Q... something. Q... Ron. Q... the Ron. Q... Aaron. I can't recall the silly thing. But I'm surprised humankind took it seriously at all, considering the publishing outlet.
Wait, you mean to tell us that Ron Davis is Q?
Oh my, oh fudge and whiskers, I nearly spilled the beans. Yes, well, this is your dear friend Satan signing off for the evening. Don't forget to embrace your insecurities and live in fear. I can't wait to meet you.
Hey again, nerds. Chris here, and I just wanted to say thank you, again, on behalf of your favorite, most egregiously handsome podcasters for tuning in to our 100th episode of Nerd Life. We really hope you enjoyed listening to this special episode as much as we enjoyed making it. The worldwide viral mega plague pandemic had really cut into our ability to get together in studio and record our cold open segments, so we took a leap here and decided we'd pool our time and resources and try to celebrate those moments with you by using the dark arts to pull some of our favorite characters back through the aether and into our tortured reality. Hopefully, you think it's rad as hell. We sure did.
And until next time, dear listener, stay handsome.
Podcast over.
Become Ron.
Become Ron.
Become Ron.